Oh, baby. Oh, baby, he's back. The kid is back. The prodigal son has returned. I've missed you guys. It's been like a month. It's been almost a month. And that is why I am releasing this podcast episode early. What a good guy I am for letting you guys hear my voice. 4 days earlier than usual. Lucky you guys. Lucky you guys for having the privilege of hearing me early. It's been a while, people. It's been so long. I've missed every single one of you. I've missed you guys listening to me, you know? Let's be honest. I don't miss you. I don't miss the things you have to say, because this podcast is about me. It's a one-way transaction, baby. You listen to me, I talk, and you shut up. You got that? I don't want to hear another word from you. You pieces of shit. No, I am so sorry for the fact that this podcast hasn't come out in a month. And everyone who was donating to my podcast before stopped donating, and which is good. You know, it's good that you guys did that because I wasn't producing anything. But by the way, it was delayed just because I need a laptop to upload the episodes, okay? I can't upload because I use a USB, and I can't fucking plug in a USB to my phone. So I need a laptop, and my laptop broke. The hinge just burst wide open, and the wires were just coming out. You couldn't really use it. It was kind of hard to use with all the wires coming out. So I took it to the repair shop. And then they're really slow. They did a really bad job. They ordered the wrong part. And parts take a while, especially since my laptop is like 5 years old. So I don't think the manufacturer really makes those parts anymore. So it took a while to ship. They ordered the wrong part. So that means they had to send it back and then wait for the new part to arrive. And that's why it took so fucking long. But we're here now, guys. We're here. We're doing it. You know? The podcast is now here, and we can talk about anything you want. And I got to be honest, I've missed this shit so much just because I've been spending my other time on, like, social media. And boy, oh boy, are people pissed at me. People are so angry, dude. Like, the amount of hate that I receive in, like, video Okay, let me clarify, first of all. 99.999% of people are actually cool. Like, 99.99% of people actually like the content I put out there. But you know, 0.001% of people on the internet is still a lot of fucking people because everyone's on the internet. So every second I'm getting like a hate comment. You stupid chink. You know? My DMs have some hate comments too. I have the funniest fucking shit to read to you guys. Oh my god. This shit is hilarious. First of all, let me just say, I don't even give a shit. Like, obviously I give a little bit of a shit, like it's shocking. Just cause I'm not really used to like online hate, you know? Just cause I wasn't really that active online, but you know, it's a good little change from what I'm used to. Let me just give some background, okay? So I've been on TikTok a lot, and I've been doing Instagram Reels a lot. And if you don't know what Instagram Reels are, it's basically a ripoff of TikTok, except instead of videos getting to be 60 seconds, they're only 30 seconds long. But they're basically the same thing, okay? So I just post on Instagram Reels and TikTok. Just trying to, like, build an audience, you know? Trying to get more people to listen to this fucking podcast and come out to my stand-up comedy shows. So I posted two really controversial TikToks that white people are very angry about. Oops. And again, let me just say, most white people recognize it's a joke and they actually laugh at it. But there's a lot of incels that are angry at me. And I don't mind because they're fucking losers. And every time I get a hate comment, I go on their profile and see what type of person is actually hating on me. And it's just the weirdest fucking people. I swear to God, dude. It's either people who don't have any content and they don't even have the balls to post a fucking profile picture. It's just blank or like an anime character, you know, or like a meme. Or they do post content and it's weird. It's fucking weird shit. Like, it's just them talking to the camera, but you don't know what they're talking about. The camera quality is like, it's like they're filming it on a fucking Motorola Razr. And also, I've missed this podcast just because, you know, the freedom. I mean, this is the ultimate freedom of speech. I can say whatever the fuck I want on this podcast and just send it out to you guys unfiltered. So you guys actually get to know 100% everything I have to say about everything. Dude, the amount of community guidelines violations I've had on TikTok is fucking insane. I wouldn't be surprised if I get banned soon. I would not be surprised because I made this video making fun of men with wide hips and that got taken down for hate speech? What? Hate speech, dude. I made this video talking about why porn is good for you. That got taken down to the adult nudity. It's like, what? How, dude? How? There are literally women on TikTok showing nip and you're going to take down my fucking video? That we're just talk about it? It makes no sense. It's a bunch of bullshit, and I'm tired of dealing with this all this social media bullshit all the time, so I'm happy to be doing this fucking podcast. I'm very happy. I can say whatever I want. I can talk about nipples. I can talk about girls squirting. I can say, you know, I fucking hate all races. and it's fine. It's not going to get taken down because RSS feeds are a beautiful thing. Anyways, there were two videos that I posted that have gotten a lot of attention. And, you know, anything that gets a lot of attention is going to get some backlash. Okay, so the first thing was something I posted on TikTok, which is basically, there was a video that came out a couple of weeks ago of this white guy in his car saying, "Tell me your wife is an Asian without telling me your wife is an Asian." First of all, that's a weird way to fucking say your wife is Asian. Tell me your wife is an Asian. Like, dude. An Asian? That is so vague. At least say the country, you know? Asian, like, the Asian continent is so huge. You know? Chinese women are different than Vietnamese women, who are different than Korean women. But he's just, like, an Asian. This guy also looked like a fucking creep. He looks so weird. And then he just talked about how his wife packed his lunch, you know, using the original packaging, using a plastic bag. It was all shit that, like, wasn't really Asian shit either. It was just his wife being resourceful. And here's the thing. I don't take offense to that video. I don't give a fuck, you know? But I thought it'd be funny to respond. So I basically made a video in response saying, dude, I can tell. So his question was, tell me your wife is an Asian. And I was like, dude, I can tell just by fucking looking at you. Because every white man who fetishizes Asian women has that same look of like looking like a serial killer by night, but a computer programmer by day. And then I go into it and I show a couple of examples. And it was just a joke. It was a funny fucking video. You know, it was a joke video. I'm a comedian. I'm making a joke. Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm sorry that I made a joke. That it's my job. I'm sorry, I did my job. So I did that, and then, dude, a bunch of people got fucking pissed. Again, 99.9% of people were like, that is fucking hilarious. And even, like, Asian women who are dating white guys, like, the ones who are cool, they were like, dude, that video is so funny. And I'm like, thank you. You recognize it as a joke. I don't have anything against white man, Asian women couples. I don't give a fuck. Date whoever you want. I don't give a shit. I was just poking fun of this creepy guy. You know, I was busting his balls a little bit, and he actually blocked me. What a fucking loser, dude. Way to not take a joke. That actually tells me that he probably is fetishizing his wife. Just because if he wasn't, he would have just like been like, haha, that's funny. But the dude fucking blocked me. So he probably, you know, I probably hit him in a soft spot. And now there's all these fucking white people in my video commenting, dude, so I guess like, I guess white men can't date anyone anymore, huh? I guess you're against interracial marriage. I guess you're against interracial relationships. Okay, so if we like Asian women, it's fetishizing. But if we don't like them, then it's racist. So what do we do? What do we, just a ton of comments like that. Right? No one's saying anything different. It's like, of all the hate comments, they're all saying the same thing. Can someone just have a different opinion? Even if it's hating on me, just say something different. There's just the lack of originality in people who are trying to hate on you is insane, you know? And also white guys like, oh, dude, oh, why did a white dude steal your girl? What, a white guy steal your girl? Oh, you're just jealous. You can't get an Asian. It's like, shut up. Fucking treating Asian women like products. Like, you can't get one of those. You can't get, treating them like Jordans, right? You can't get the brand new Asian. Shut the fuck up, you creep. I don't respond to any of that shit, you know? I don't care. But, so I got a bunch of hate from that video. And it just goes to show that, like, dude, people, the most sensitive people are those people who tell people that they're too sensitive. And even, I mean, listen, I do that all the time, but I feel like it doesn't apply to me. But a lot of people, like, you know, comment on my video, they're just like, dude, you're so sensitive. Why can't white men date Asian women? You're so sensitive. It's like, I'm not being the sensitive one. You're the one who's pissed at the video. I'm just making a joke. I don't care who you date. And I know, like, you're not dating anyone because you have the time to fucking look at this video. You know, all the dudes who are getting some are actually, you know, not on fucking TikTok. Okay, so here's a great DM that I got from this fucking dude who, this is one of the funniest things I've ever read, bro. This was in response to that TikTok I just told you about. He says, holy cow, you claim to be a comedian, but you are so insecure and can't take anything in stride. Sure, what the guy said was definitely inappropriate, but he was celebrating his wife. You, on the other hand, just lashed out at white people. If your butt hurt that the creepy white guy married a beautiful Asian woman, perhaps that is out of your league. I don't know. Just say so, like a real comedian, unless I don't foresee success for your stand-up career. You cannot have such thin skin as a comedian. That is exactly what I'm talking about. When the most sensitive people tell you to not be sensitive, it's like, dude, you were pissed off enough to write a random person, because I don't know this guy, to write a random person a long message. And then he goes on to say, this is the funniest part, by the way. He goes on to say, hell, as a Jew, I deal with so much more despicable rhetoric that people get away with all the time. At least you, as an Asian man, have people on the left who recognize the racism / discrimination against you. 0 out of 10, mate. Try again. Dude, don't tell me that's not the funniest shit. That is hilarious, bro. That is hilarious. He brings his Jewishness into it. It's like, I didn't ask, you fucking Jew. Oh my God. Way to just compare the struggle. Cause he's not even mad, like, he's just mad that he's not getting sympathy as a Jewish man. Okay, so that was one of the videos. And then another video I actually didn't put it on my TikTok, I put it on my Instagram. And this video was a stupid joke, you know? It was like a couple videos edited together. So, you know, the first clip was this guy, it was this brown dude saying, it's not pronounced, it's pronounced Iran and Iraq,
not Iran and Iraq. And then a white dude had a video response to that. And he said, it's hip-hop, not hip-hop. Hip-hop. And then I responded to the white dude. I was like, it's not your sister. Or no, it's not your wife. It's your sister. Or it's your sister. It's not your wife. You know, an incest joke, whatever. Just because that, you know, the brown dude was just trying to correct everyone's pronunciation. And then the white dude was just making a joke. So I just made a joke at the white dude. And yeah, white people got really pissed in the comments. And again, it's the same deal where like that video has like over 2 million views on Instagram. And a lot of people like it. 99.9% of people like thought it was funny. And then there's just like the 0.001% who they... Dude, there are literally hundreds of comments on this video that says... It's not your cat, or it's not your meal, it's your cat, or, you know, it's not your pet, it's not your food, it's your pet. Just a bunch of, like, dog-eating shit, and it's like, that's fine, you know? That's fine if you want to make a joke. I mean, you know, even better, create a video and fucking post it, you know? It would probably do really well. It's just, but they're saying it out of anger, you know? Because people will be like, because then they'll say that joke and then they'll be like, well, dude, why are white people just, we're just demonized these days. We can't do anything. We're always the bad guy. What was that brown guy in the beginning being a dick? A lot of people were saying that he was the brown guy correcting the pronunciation of Iran and Iraq from Iran, Iraq. They're saying that that guy was being racist. It's like, what? He's correcting the pronunciation of his own fucking, that's where he... You know, that's where he's from. And people are like, oh, well, people don't say Paris, you know, for Paris. It's like, dude, Iran is, that's not an American accent. Iran isn't an American accent. You're just saying it wrong. That's like if you pronounce China as China, right? He's just correcting the pronunciation. So I got a couple of DMs from people about this video too, and you know, they're a little less entertaining than the other one, just because the other guy, he was you know, you could tell that he was a sad boy, but these people just, they were just being super racist. It's still kind of funny though. Okay, so one guy says Chinese bastard. DM'd me this directly, so you know he cares, you know he's a fan, you know he'll subscribe to the Patreon. He said, Chinese bastard, delete your cringe ass Insta and open your damn eyes, motherfucker. It's your sister, not your wife. Well, here's a few for you. It's a bat, not dinner. A dog is a pet, not a meal. Like, damn, out of everybody in the world, the most hated. How do you feel, you chink bastard? So that was one guy. And then another guy said, fucking gabbling slant-eyed gook. I don't know what a gabbling is. I try to ask people on Twitter what the fuck a gabbling was, and no one really knew. So I'm curious about that. And then a third person wrote me, hey, you should come visit Sweden, smiley face. We have free healthcare, so you can break my back as many times as you want. That was hilarious. I am in a relationship, Sophia, but thank you for asking. So yeah, you just meet the craziest people online, and frankly, the shit is really funny. You know? Makes me happy. But you know, I'm just going to keep posting what I think is funny, and it's crazy just because you know, the more hate I get, the less I give a fuck. Right? Like, some people just, like, kind of crumble under, like, oh my god, I can't believe everyone hit, I could care less. Like, it just makes me want to say what I'm actually feeling more. And I don't know if that's because I'm masochistic or I don't have a soul, but it's also like, dude, I'm a stand-up comic, okay? This is nothing compared to bombing in front of a live audience, all right? I've had DJs play me off stage, okay? I've walked like 60 people in a room in a set of doing like 15 minutes. 60 people just walked out of room. I've had heard people scream, you suck. I've had hosts tell me that I should kill myself and say the most racist shit that more you know, racist than any online person could say, just because they're comedians, so they can be more creative with the racism, and it hits harder. So I don't. It's all very amusing to me. And as long as the people who support me, I don't give a fuck, dude. And of the people who support me, you guys who listen to the podcast, you guys are the real ones. And I think that's going to be a good way to conclude this shit. You know, 20 minutes to just come, you know, I'm a little rusty at doing this, so I'm coming back, dude. It's a nice return game for me. I'm also thinking of starting a Patreon. And if I do that, then, you know, I think you'd pay like, like what, $5 a month in order to hear, like 2 extra episodes per month, maybe, which I think that's a pretty good fucking deal, you know? So, because, especially since I think I want to make these episodes short again, like I think I want to make them, keep them at 20 minutes just because that's kind of a sweet spot. I think podcasts these days are too long. I mean, a lot of people just don't have that much to say. So, with that being said, or maybe I'd do an extra episode every week, you know? Maybe I could do, like, a $5 tier where I do 2 episodes a month, extra episodes a month, and I do a $10 tier with, you know, 4 extra episodes a month. But we'll see. We'll see. If I do release a Patreon, I will tell you guys. Yeah. I'm glad to be back. I'm glad that you guys are listening again. And write to me. You know, you have my email. Write to me. It was good talking, guys. I will see you next week.